Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if he's going back home necessarily, although the New Jersey area and everything, right? Danan Hughes joins us here on Cody and Gold, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Do you have is this a friends weekend as well for you?
Actually, it's just a home coming, man. I'm going back home. Where we're staying at in Jersey City is where my wife grew up, and it's right next door to where I grew up. And so I got a high school football game tomorrow night. My high school's playing, and Iowa is playing at Rutgers tomorrow night.
Oh, wow, that's perfect.
So, yeah, we got a trifecta this weekend, hopefully we get 3 wins.
How did you negotiate with Roger Goodell to get this all timed out perfectly like this?
Hey, I cannot reveal my sources or anything that I have on Roger Goodell that would sway him. Go my way. I cannot do that on public airwaves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know as far as the team, we know going into this one, everybody thinks Worthy's trending towards being able to play with that dislocated shoulder. He's going to need to wear a harness. Did you ever have a shoulder injury like this or a teammate? What does this mean in terms of maybe his ability to play, catch radius and all that?
Yes, I actually did. I still have, I assume, subluxating shoulders, which means that they can pop in and out at any time. For the old heads there, that may reference a Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson, when he used to hit his shoulder on the wall
in
the movie. That's subluxating. It can pop in and out. I did not wear a harness, but I did wear extra padding on it, and I would just have to grind through it and grin and bear it. And it is a tough injury to have because, as a wide receiver, most people would say, well, wide receivers, you can avoid hits, get down on the ground, run out of bounds. But what about the balls that are thrown over your head or contested balls? And now you have to raise that arm up and you have some limitations in regards to your range of motion. So there are some challenges with it. It's not impossible to play with. You just got to tough through it. And the fact that I think it was a smart move, although we could have used him last week against the Eagles, it was a smart move to sit him. I'm sure he was in a position to at least fight through it. And it's probably one of those injuries last week where if it was week 16 or a playoff, he would play. But it's a smart move to get him a little bit more healed, because the one thing you don't want is something like that to be lingering for weeks. And now what could have been him bouncing back and now being at 75%, had he played last week, maybe he would have just been 55% for several weeks until the bye, barring any other injury. So I think it was a smart move, but I have played through that, and I have played with a lot of teammates, actually, that have had to wear harnesses and other contraptions on their arms because of a shoulder injury.
Danan, and speaking to a few other former players, I think the weirdest part about it, though, and the truth is that some guys just play better and it doesn't bother them, and some guys it bothers more. Same with the torn labrum and all the other stuff. Some guys are just better at playing through injuries, and we don't know that about Xavier Worthy till he's out there, right?
Correct. I mean, everybody is different. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's response, and, you know, you think about the mental approach. It's one thing to heal up, or it's one thing to be cleared to play. It's another thing to not allow it to mentally get into your head. And now you're starting to think about diving for a ball. Should I dive for a ball? How do I catch this ball as opposed to just reacting? The game of football, especially at the NFL level, is so fast that you don't have time to think about stuff like that. You just have to go out and do. And there are some guys, I mean, I played with Dale Carter. He had a broken forearm, and he just had padding over it and played through it. He had a shoulder injury very similar to Xavier Worthy, and he played through it. And he played with reckless abandon. He didn't care about his body. He didn't even think about any of that stuff. He would throw his body into scrums and into big running backs and like it didn't matter. So I feel like it's just about the makeup of the guy and how much adrenaline is flowing through his body, because that can get you through some of those tough times during the game. And then just staying active. Like you'd hate to see Xavier Worthy, and it's not like a leg injury where you have to sit on the bike. He may be on the bike with the, rowing with his arms just to keep his arms going. But with a leg injury, you don't want a defense to be on the field for a 12 to 14 play drive and you're sitting on the sideline. That's not necessarily the case with a shoulder injury, but you got to do things on the sideline outside of your routine to stay warm, stay loose, and to be able to go in the game with confidence.
When you look at what they're going to do on the running game, where do you think things need to improve? As in, do they need to use Breshard Smith more? Is Isaiah Pacheco where do you think the issues are, I guess, first off? And also, can they continue letting Mahomes run at this rate? We were pointing out he's only 20 yards behind Saquon Barkley. I feel like that can't be good in the long run.
Yeah, I don't think that's good in the long run, but I will say this, and I said this earlier this week on Bob's Fesco show. He ran the ball 7 times last game, led the team in rushing. We've all seen it, heard it. We all recognize it. Of those 7 runs, and I was pointing it out during the broadcast on this station, that when he was opting to run, and there's a difference because of all the noise and hoopla made about the offensive line during the offseason, and obviously the issues that we had in the Super Bowl and some of last year, I think the offensive line, they get blamed for things that are not necessarily their fault. Not saying that Patrick is doing a bad job, but there are times where he takes the ball and runs with it because he sees a window that he wants to take advantage of. Doesn't mean that it's a breakdown in the offensive line. Doesn't mean that the offensive line didn't do their job. It just means that he's taking a window to run. So of those 7 runs, I counted like 5 of them that he could have stayed in the pocket and possibly dealt the ball down the field. Doesn't mean that it was a bad play. It just means that he's opting to run, and that's just an instinct that he's going with right now. That I think as the season moves forward, I'm hoping once we get Rashee Rice back, once we get Xavier Worthy back, once you get this offense moving at the clip we all know it can, he's going to reverse that and then just get back to the form of what he's done in the past to run in big plays, preferably in the latter part of the season.
We're talking to Danan Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. What have you seen from the Giants? They're 0-2, but last week in a shootout against the Cowboys offensively, of course, Russell Wilson played pretty damn well. Malik Nabers, we know what he brings to the table. What's the biggest concern here for the Chiefs?
I think the biggest concern is that they are in desperation mode, similar to us. Neither team wants to go 0-3. They're playing at home. Russell Wilson has given us some fits at times, even with that craziness that he was dealing with Sean Payton in Denver. He still was able to put their teams in position to win games against us. So he's a veteran. You can tell he can still throw the deep ball, although he had that last interception. The rest of the game, he was airing it out. So I feel like if they want to make a stance and they want to, kind of save their season to some respect, this is a great way to do it on Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs, who have been dominant in the AFC for so long. So there's a lot of incentive on their side. I expect them, unlike what we saw with the Eagles, I expect them to go for some home run throws just like they did last week, because guess what? It worked. It worked for them. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So they're going to come out and probably see very similar game plan to what they employed last week against the Cowboys, and we have to be ready for that. They know we play man-to-man. We know we play man-to-man. They know we're not just going to allow him to sit back in the pocket without any pressure, and they're going to be ready for that. The one way you defeat that is by throwing it up to your tall playmaking receivers and either hope for a catch or a penalty that'll get you a chunk of yardage. That's how you get defenses to pull their foot off the gas pedal.
Dane, and it might admittedly be because of the injury. So if that's part of your answer, I understand. But there's part of me, and I'm curious if you've seen the same. I've been very disappointed in the lack of differences in the offense. It feels like it's the exact same offense I had to watch last year. And I think for the most part, it wasn't successful for big chunks of the year. And it didn't feel like they came in here running a lot of different schemes or changes. And for a team that, you know, like Andy Reid, I know makes changes, I'm surprised to see it look so similar.
Well, I mean, what offense doesn't look the same as it did in previous years? It's just a matter of execution. So it's not like there's an overhaul of a playbook where you start to change, you change everything up. I mean, again, and I saw this on Get Up this morning, and I thought it was said over the course of this week. Prior to three games ago, we were going to go down as one of the best, if not the best teams in history. So you can't just throw everything out because we've had three losses, one of them being embarrassing and the other one being games that we would have won in the past by one score games. So, yeah, are they playing at a mid-season or late-season clip on offense? No. But does that mean that the concepts are wrong and that they can't make plays? And then remember, last year it was Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown out of the offense. Isaiah Pacheco out for a large portion of the season. This year it's Rashee Rice and for 1 7/8 of a game, Xavier Worthy. Once we get those guys back, then I think that's when you can have the conversation. Give me 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, after all of those guys are healthy on the field to decide if this offense looks the same and there should be some changes.
Danen Hughes will be listening on Sunday night right here on 96.5 The Fan as the Chiefs take on the Giants. Appreciate it. Enjoy the trip back home.
All right, so thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.